and that way we can get people. We would like to welcome each and every one of the women to the Awesome Women Call. I am Rosanna, and I am the facilitator for this call, and we have a few people on here that have joined us that will go ahead and help us. We are talking about discussions on future topics for the Awesome Women Call, and the question that we have thrown out there is, what do women need to hear but hate hearing? So we have already had some preliminaries, and one of them, the answer for that was truth. So we have that written down for a topic. It's a really good one that actually will hit almost every area of our lives, not only just in the work area, but also in the children area and with significant others and maybe even ourselves. So that is one topic that we will be discussing further on, and we are opening it up to discussion on other things that might be helpful for women to hear that they really do not like to hear. So, Teresa, how about you? What is your thoughts on that?
It's a really hard question. I'm trying to come up with something. I mean, truth is a good one. I'm trying to, like, it's so general for me. I'm trying to even think. I think some truths we do want to hear, but the hard truths that we aren't familiar with are hard. If that even makes any sense. Maybe that, depending on our personality, we may waste time with one another in relationships. I don't know if that's something.
Wasting time? Would that be a good
Sure.
One?
I'm trying to come up with something.
We're going to go across the board. It's not just, it would be all the four areas that we have discussed over the period of time. Some of us do have children. Some of us have children on the way. Some of us are children ourselves. And so there will be different discussions each week in relations to this particular topics. I was having a conversation this morning on the way home from our coffee connection, and one of the things I came up with and that kind of comes along with it was the wasting time. How many conversations we have of significance whatsoever. I mean, do not matter in the whole theme of life. I mean, one of the, you know, they were talking about on the radio show, they were talking about shoes, you know, and how, what women's shoes wear. And I'm like, okay. And how is that supposed to help people in a regular day, everyday life? I don't know. I just was having a frustration with it. Maybe it was just something simple. But I think wasting time is a good one. So.
Okay.
Anyone else? We miss our Karen, and I see Miriam did not join us today either. I was kind of disappointed. She was supposed to be my sidekick when Karen was gone. So I'll have to call her later. Anyways, go ahead.
Oh, I have another potential idea. Since you mentioned our previous weekly topics, I think we had one for career. And it was brought up before, but we could touch on it in a different light if needed. But how do we hold ourselves back in our career goals? Kind of tying into the Lean In book.
Okay. Nancy, my husband suggested this topic that we might have that you may be very helpful on. And that would be how you have to deal with women in the workplace and how you have to talk with them differently than you have to talk with, say, a man on the same subject. What's your thoughts on that, ma'am?
Well, I tend to want to be, with women, I tend to want to kind of build relationships.
Right.
And with a male, I'm much more cautious and guarded. So it's kind of, you want to kind of get into the, you kind of want to be in the girls' club, but as an owner, very difficult. You can, but you can't. You kind of walk a line. Sometimes you move into it, sometimes you move out of it. For the most part, I'm out of it, I think. Because
is that because they're afraid to talk to you because you're the boss, shall I say?
Well, I think there's some of that going on, and I think that I'm guarded as well with employees. It's like you hold back because you're supposed to be this figure, and it really is true. I didn't really understand it until you know, a few years ago, but it really is true that you are treated, you are expected, there's an expectation, and you are treated differently than everyone else. And this was something new for me when Alan and I, when I started with, in the business with Alan, because he had started the business, and we've been doing it now for 20 years, and there's been a lot of learning, a lot of growing that I have experienced that I would never otherwise have had the opportunity if I had been an employee. If you follow.
Okay.
That. Yeah, it's.
So what do you think about conversation, or one of the topics could be for when we have the career section, employee versus boss or owner mentality?
Can you explain that a little bit more?
Well, if you're the owner, there's a difference between being an owner and an employee, and the mentality, thought process, and okay, well, I don't really own the business. I don't necessarily have to, you know, do this, or I don't necessarily have to think this way, or I don't necessarily have to save money for the company because I'm not the owner. So there's this employee versus owner mentality where sometimes the employees may not feel like they have to be as strong as they should be. I mean, because, you know, I'm part owner of a company, I have more of a thought process, but I still also work out, I work as a nanny, and I have this thought process when I go there, well, you know, they're spending money on me. I want to give them their money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes I think that, you know, and women, I'm not sure how much they think that way through, or, you know, it's just a job. But I think even just having a conversation on that and, you know, training people to think, you know, the best, you know, the best way for them to work with others. And so
right.
I think that sometimes people tend not to have the same thought process, so.
Yeah. You know, I might retract what I said. It's like I have learned a lot, but also being on the other side, because I was on the other side, and being on this side, it's like you get into this kind of stuck position where you think you know, oh, they don't, or they're not, they don't care enough, they don't look out for us. But that's kind of being stuck yourself, you know? It's like, I mean, Mark has said it over and over again, the more I know, the more I don't know. And I think
the more I know, the more I don't know. Yeah, I know, exactly.
And it's true. I feel that, you know, you think you have all the answers, but in the end, I really don't have them. I'm just a seeker as well, trying to figure out how to do it right. And if I'm bright enough or in tune enough with life and what's important, I look beyond myself and it's just not Nancy. You know what I mean? I think of others as well. So,
right.
I try when I'm conscious of it, which is not always the case. Not to point fingers because that limits me. That really limits my ability to grow because I have an opinion. I was reading something from a gal. Her name is, she's a nun. She's a Buddhist nun, and her name is Pema Chandran. And you guys might know her, but she's, and she's written many, many, many books, but she said one of our biggest downfall is our opinions. And if we could just do away with our opinions about things and people, we would probably be much happier and be able to live life at its best, because that's what really stops us is our opinions about things and people and how things should be. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. That'd be a good one. I also came up with one. How selfish are we as women?
Well, I hate to say women, it's people. You know, it's,
right.
It's the human race.
But if we're going to work
no,
focus,
we're talking about.
No, we could focus on the women. Then we could, you know, maybe we can help the people after we figure out what we're doing.
Right.
We are.
We were born like that, aren't we? We're born to be. We're just, you know, how can we be otherwise?
Yeah.
It's a process of trying to grow. I was talking to Alan after our call at noon today, and it's like you're taught all these things, the do's and don'ts, you know, the politeness and da-da-da-da, and then you have to figure out how to get rid of, then you, after, it's like you're taught the right way to be, and then what you need to do is you need to peel all that stuff off and find out who you really are. That's how I feel. I mean, I'm 56 years old, and that's how I feel. That's where I'm at. I need to peel away all these layers of what I've figured out or think I figured out based on my environment and how I've been raised and my experiences, and just kind of just peel away all this stuff that I think I know.
Well, I think you just came up with another topic, Miss.
Yeah, that one's really interesting.
Peeling back the layers of our lives.
And figuring out who we are.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to figure it out. I mean, I'm a wife. I'm a business owner. This is the role I've played. You know, it's Alan's dream that I've helped him fulfill. But that was what I fell into, and I decided it was okay. You know, I can't scream and yell and say, hey, wait a minute, you know, how about me? I mean, I took that position. It doesn't mean I have to be in that position, you know, the rest of my life. So I'm sorry.
It's almost like it connects back to the life vision thing. And I think, Nancy, even though you share, you reflect back on a lot, it could happen at any age once you're trying to, like, discover yourself and move on to the next thing. Like, what really got me here and what am I doing?
Right.
Yeah.
My purpose. What's my life vision? What's my purpose, my life vision, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts out there, ladies? Trina's got a handful of thoughts.
What's that?
Right? I was teasing my daughter. Tell her she had a handful of thoughts. She has lots of thoughts. She just doesn't share them all.
Well, it's tough.
It is.
Yeah. I wasn't always one to open up either.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I think when you see loved ones, people that you're very close to you, and like my father's 89 years old, and I've seen him age tremendously in the last couple years. And I know it's coming close. He's not going to be around much longer. And I've been preparing for this for 20 years, trying to prepare myself for this, because I was very close with my dad when I was growing up. I said to him one day, I said, "What's it all about, Dad? You know, why? What are we doing? What?" And he's in search. He's got everything. All his faculties are still with him, and he's always trying to figure out new and different things and read and discover. And so, and I know that you guys are going through something, you know, with like going through a lot with Mark's mother. You know, that brings it home.
Well, I got perspective on that today.
Yeah?
Someone shared with me today. I mean, she has a friend who, you know, he's probably in his 20s, maybe early 30s, and he lost his mom. And they talk every day, and it's like, okay, you know, my husband and I, we have parents-in-law that live across the way, and we don't talk every day with them, and we don't have the relationship, and still we're struggling. I can't imagine, you know, the perspective that some people have that if they, you know, they talk to their parent mom every day, and they got a best friend, and they lose them like that, that's just got to be really hard. And so I think, you know, perspective is a really good thing right now. But, you know, it's hard. Life is hard. And if we can figure out how to balance our lives through this and go and grow through this, we can help others who are going through something that may be even more difficult than what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
At least we have a relationship to where we understand, you know, there's something, you know, some sort of a connection there. So I think it's just important for us to realize, you know, that other people go through difficult times too. And so it's tough. And I have parents too, and I've watched them get old. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, when you see them and you're like, they're always invincible. And now they're like, wow, I didn't know that. Your hands are shaking, and you know they get wrinkles, and you know they can't do what they used to do. And what do you mean you can't climb up a tree? And like they used to, it's so hard to see that. And I'm sitting there like, oh, someone, I can't do some of these things that I used to be able to do either. So getting perspective is a good thing. Any other discussions, ladies? We have the floor today, so this is a good time to throw them out there so that we can, you know, if we don't discuss them, it's not because we didn't, you know, it's because we didn't know you wanted to discuss them. So if there's something out there, throw it out.
I'd like to kind of discuss maybe some things that you wish you would have learned from your mom when you were younger, so that some of us younger women could possibly learn more from our mom or grandmas now that... So we don't have to kind of, we can learn it earlier, I guess.
That was interesting because Mark said this morning, wouldn't it be nice to know what I know now back when I, you know, like I have a little girl I watch. She's 10. Her mother was listening to one of our recordings, and she was commenting on some of the stuff that she was hearing. And she was being, you know, she was being, listening to it and really absorbing it at 10. And she's still at that age where she'd be willing to share and talk about it because she's quite talkative. But then fast forward... You know, I have, you know, a child who's 27 years old. At 10 years old, had I opened her up like that, it would be so much better because once they get to older, they don't open up as well. After the age of maybe 13, it's really hard to open them up. And so if we could teach younger ladies about how to open up their children before they become teenagers, that would be really cool. So it kind of goes along with what you're saying, is learning things about, you know, learning things from your mom now. She has young children that may help you, that I wish I'd have known when I was your age. Or known what the impact would have been, you know, had I done it then. You know, maybe I knew it, but it wasn't an impact. It's like, wow, what impact will it make? It may make a huge impact. It may change the way your child's direction goes in his life. So, pretty cool.
Yeah,
I just want to get on that fix, Trina. Giving you a chance. This is your chance.
We'll say that one more time.
Anything else you would like to add? Any other topics you think we should discuss? Or pretty new topics out there?
Not at this moment. I have a lot in my mind, as you said, and I'm just trying to process it all, I guess.
Well, you have an inside avenue to me, so if you can't get across on the call, maybe you can sneak it to me in a post-it note or something, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Well, we have a few of them. We threw out their truth and the hard truth, wasting time in relationships, how we hold ourselves back in career goals, men, women versus men, what it means to be in the girls' club. I thought that was a good one with Nancy. I don't know. It'd be nice to find that one out. How selfish are we as women? Peeling back the layers of our lives and figuring out who we really are. Learning earlier from your mom or older women to help you throughout the stages of your life. There's quite the topics there, ladies. And it is time to end this call, so I'm going to go ahead and close this out. I appreciate the ladies that were on. And if you think of more topics to discussion, please feel free to email me or text me and let me know. Thank you for joining this Awesome Women Call. If you have any questions about this call, please call 888-230-2300. Again, 888-230-2300. And we appreciate you all joining. Check out thevisionproject.net. Look up Awesome Women. There are other calls out there. And if you think that maybe you'd like to add some things to these calls, please feel free to let us know. And you have a great day, ladies. Take care. Thanks for joining us all.
Thanks.
Bye.